A Jewish Journal article. Ilan Carr named CEO of Israeli-American Council. The Israeli-American Council, IAC, has named Ilan Carr, a former U.S. Special Envoy, as its next Chief Executive Officer, effective October 1. Carr succeeds Shoham Nicolet, co-founder of IAC and its CEO the past 8 years. Carr, a second-generation Israeli-American and a native Hebrew speaker, served as the Special Envoy for monitoring and combating anti-Semitism under President Trump from 2019 to 2021. Before that, he worked as a deputy district attorney in the LA County District Attorney's Office, where his duties included prosecuting street gang crimes. While serving as an Army officer in the U.S. Army Reserve, he deployed to Iraq from 2003-2004. Additionally, he was the 71st international president of Alpha Epsilon Pi, the global Jewish fraternity. He has been involved with the IAC since its inception in 2007, when his parents were among the initial group that founded the organization. In a statement, Carr expressed excitement about joining the IAC, one of the most prominent and influential organizations in the American Jewish community. "I am deeply honored to assume the helm of the IAC at this important time, and I'm excited by the organization's enormous potential," Carr said. "Our community of Israeli Americans and Jewish Americans is grappling with significant challenges, including assimilation and anti-Semitism. By combining community engagement and civic activism, youth programs and educational courses, leadership development and Israel advocacy, the IAC is strongly positioned to respond to those challenges and build a vibrant, committed community for generations to come. I am privileged to help lead that cause. We could not be more excited that Ilan will be leading the IAC," IAC Board Chairman Nadi Sidoff said in a statement. His personal connection to the IAC, profound dedication to the Israeli-American community, commitment to strengthening the ties between the U.S. and Israel, accomplished leadership, and achievements in fighting anti-Semitism brings to the IAC an exceptional track record and makes him a perfect fit for the role. "We are also thankful to our departing CEO Shoham Nicolet for his exemplary leadership and are certain that his legacy will forever be etched in the annals of the IAC's history," Sidoff continued. "We are confident that Ilan and Shoham will work on a seamless transition for our organization." Nicolet announced his plans to depart the IAC this past June, saying he planned to spend more time with family while embarking on new horizons. Carr's appointment follows what Tal Shuster, chairwoman of the IAC CEO Search Committee, called a comprehensive process. The organization worked with international executive consultants Heidrick and Struggles in conducting a nationwide search for Nicolet's successor. "We sought a leader with passion, connection, commitment, and a vision for the future of the IAC," Shuster said. As a second-generation Israeli-American, Ilan stood out as a leader representing the future of our community. The IAC was started in 2007 in Los Angeles and with backing from the likes of Sheldon Adelson and Chaim Sabin, expanded nationwide, with regional offices in cities including Arizona, Las Vegas, Chicago, and New York. Through efforts engaging Israeli-American college students, teens, and young professionals, IAC attempts to organize and activate the Israeli-American community in the U.S. through robust programming and activities as well as through strategic partnerships with the nonprofits in the local Jewish community. Historically, some of the IAC's most well-known and successful events have included the annual Celebrate Israel, an in-person festival held to coincide with Yom Ha'atzmaut featuring live Israeli music, kosher food and children's activities. Before the pandemic, thousands of people turned out to the IAC's Celebrate Israel event, convened annually in West Los Angeles. As with many American Jewish organizations, the pandemic prompted the IAC to shift from in-person to virtual offerings. It continues to offer at-home programs, allowing people to learn Hebrew and experience community virtually. Additional IAC initiatives include the IAC National Summit, one of the largest conferences in the Jewish world. It describes itself as one of the country's largest pro-Israel gatherings.